Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
I am so excited that for 2024, Your Brand Amplified is proudly sponsored by one of my favorite platforms, Simplified. This AI-driven platform is a game changer for design and video content. With Simplified, I can effortlessly transform lengthy videos, such as my podcast, into engaging, shareable clips and streamline workflows with an intuitive subtitle generator. For designers out there, you can explore the AI-powered image generator, create compelling presentations, and design eye-catching YouTube thumbnails with ease. Revolutionize your creative process at simplify.com with a free trial. Now let's dive into today's guest.
Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference.
This is Annika Jackson, and today I am here with Johnny Holston, who is a StoryBrand certified marketing guide. I've often looked at StoryBrand. I know it's a great way to set up brand building, which is something I do. I haven't actually gone through the certification process and done the courses. So I'm really excited to have this conversation with you because I think it's a really great framework and structure.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Annika. I obviously love StoryBrand and love talking about it, and I'm glad that you are as well. So I'm excited for this conversation.
Me too. So will you talk a little bit about your journey into becoming a brand expert?
Yeah, absolutely. So my road was, I don't know if it was all that unique compared to others, but my first business that I started outside of college was I was helping athletes and some, like, I would say very generously, C-level reality TV stars with their brand deals. So helping field opportunities for mostly athletes in the track and field world, because that was I competed collegiately in track field. So I had some connections, had a couple clients in that aspect, and then picked up like a random like reality TV star who was actually pretty big in the moment. And it's funny to look back on helping them get, you know, field brand deals for Instagram and mostly Instagram and doing some like freelance marketing while I did that. And I sort of just realized during that process, like, a lot of people are paying a lot of money to have websites built and not putting any thought into the words on the website. They don't really care even what's the words that are on the website. And that was something that I picked up on. And then also, like, brands are paying these, it's changed a lot in the last 5 years, but brands are paying influencers, you know, thousands of bucks for a post or for a story and not giving them any guidance on what to say in that post is something I experienced. And with those two things, I just sort of realized, like, hey, the words you say in marketing is, you know, super important, which we learn, which you and I both know. But and through those experiences, I just realized, like, dang, surprises me how many people don't care about it. So that was my journey in my business at the time, the like management one. A friend of mine came to me and said, hey, you've got to do this StoryBrand process on it. This was probably 5 years ago, and went through it with him. Like, he just basically showed me the framework and I kind of went through it and we kind of DIY'd it. And coming out of that, I realized, like, you know, all I want to do is help people figure out what to say. So that's sort of my story. Within a year or so, I got certified and kind of shifted everything to messaging. So that's my background.
But I love that the first thing you did was take your background as an athlete to help other athletes, right? Because I think a lot of times we see that people don't really know who to say yes to, who to say no to, how much to ask for. They can get taken advantage of very easily in that space. So I love that you were like, oh, I can do this. And I am an athlete. So I have the knowledge from both sides of this business to bring sales to people. And then I think this is often what happens, right? We have a progression of what our niche is going to end up being, but we have to experience one side and then go, oh, actually, I'm really passionate about this other thing.
Mm-hmm. I think you're spot on. I think a lot of times, that's always like, I think a good thing for people to realize when they're pivoting is like, how can you stay connected to what you already know? for that familiarity because you're going to be more confident. And then usually things just kind of grow from there. And being a mixture of sticking with what you know whilst remaining open-minded, I think is kind of like the key to a lot of those, you know, pivots and changes in life. So at least it was for me.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, we talk about StoryBrand, but you are an independent business. South Mountain Messaging is your name.
That's correct. Yeah. So South Mountain Messaging, so I'm certified with StoryBrand, meaning I get a lot of training and resources from them, but the business, it's our own thing. And yeah, so we help brands figure out what to say in their marketing, sales, other high stakes, big moments, and find the right words for all that stuff. So that's what South Mountain Messaging does.
Yeah. And I noticed on your LinkedIn profile, you said all words written by you, not by AI. And that's something that I think a lot of people are, you know, AI is a great tool, but yeah. It also, we see a lot of the same words being used because people don't know how to like niche down their prompts or use it in certain ways. They're just using it to create all of their content. So yeah. What's the difference between somebody doing that and somebody actually coming to an expert who's going to craft language that is, you know, from the heart?
Yeah, well, that's funny you noticed that. I'm kind of glad you did because I did that a couple weeks ago and I've noticed I love AI. I use it all the time, like the normal, you know, AI is great spiel. But I feel like specifically with thought leadership, and if you're positioning yourself as a thought leader or as an expert, I really think you have a moral obligation to at least make sure, you know, what you put out is just heavily, heavily, heavily created, refined, and published by you if that's what you're selling. So I sell my brain and my strategy and my thinking. And when I do occasionally write content, I sell, you know, it comes from me. So I don't know. I feel like I've seen a lot of thought leadership get watered down in unfortunate ways since AI has become so popular. And I don't know if this is true. I have a suspicion, like if I was going to hire a consultant to help me, I would want to know that they were a good consultant from what they've experienced and done, not from what they can dig up with AI or online. So I'm sorry if that was off track from your question, but I would say the big difference is like AI does not have a point of view. AI does not have the rear view mirror context that we have when it creates stuff. So that's why prompts are so important. Prompts are so important because it can help fill in that gap. And then also, I think a lot of the time I'm seeing people make the mistake of, oh, make me a 6-part email sequence or write me a year long nurture emails, bam. And there's no changes that happen after that. Oh. And that's, you know, that's not good either. So I think there's a lot of things people need to realize, like, you know, you've got to refine AI after the fact. You've got to heavily prompt it and be good at that. The other thing is AI, you can't copyright anything that AI creates. A lot of people don't recognize that. Like you can't claim it as your own unless you have refined it and edited it on your own. So that's the other like bare minimum thing I try to, you know, do. But yeah, the LinkedIn thing was kind of just, I got a little sick of seeing a lot of stuff. Like I think when you see it, you probably recognize it too. You can log on and be like, this was written completely. This was just nothing but OpenAI, and it can be frustrating. So
100%.
There's my rant, but I still like AI. It's still super powerful. And as a strategist, I don't love copywriting. Like I write copy, but I like more so the strategy. So actually a lot of the AI stuff that has come out has been really helpful for me because it helps me focus more on strategy than getting lost in the weeds of writing. So
yeah.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money. at Menards.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Yeah.
My two cents on that.
I love that because you understand what needs to go into writing, but you realize that it's not your main strength and the faith that you really want to play in, you can do it. I have the same thing. It's like, yeah, I can do PR. I've been a publicist for many people, but this point in the game, that's not what I'm focused on. I'm going to probably refer clients to people that I like and trust, right? So I'd love to hear a little bit about what it means to be a guide, what it means to be in StoryBrand, because I'm familiar with it because I'm in the industry, but I'm sure a lot of people listening are not necessarily.
Sure. Yeah, that's one of my favorite questions. So love to talk about that. The StoryBrand framework is the idea that good marketing and good communications really follows the similar principles of good storytelling. And part of that is there's a hero in every story. There's a guide in every story. My favorite example to give is The Hunger Games. So Katniss is the hero, but Haymitch is the guide. And the idea is in marketing and storytelling, the story can only be about one person. Mm-hmm. So if we make our brand the focus of the story, our customer feels like they're excluded. They're on the outside looking in. So that's why it's, you know, your brand should be the guide. The marketing, your language, your communications should be about the hero, which is your customer or whoever's on the other side of it. And while it started for me with marketing, I've since shifted to do marketing and any other sort of communication where my firm belief is sort of a core value of mine, which of course not everyone cares about my core value, but it's that there's a guide and a hero in any communication, whether it's sales, a keynote, marketing language, whatever it might be, an internal meeting.
Podcast interview.
Podcast interview. Amen to that. Yeah, the host should be the guide, right?
Like,
so it's that concept. There's actually some like science that goes into the framework of understanding like people respond better to content that is written, you know, that invites them into a story rather than is just giving brand information and things like that. So, you know, the core of it really is that the guide is there to solve a problem for the hero. And people engage more with problem-related content because it relates to our survival. It's like it's an old school like brain thing, even back from our caveman roots, is like we listen to things that will help us survive. So if a guide is positioned as someone who can solve a problem, people will pay attention way more. So whether that's a brand solving a customer's problems or even if it's a CEO solving an organizational problem, people just listen to that. So the framework is really big on you got to map out the hero in the framework and then go really deep in mapping out the problems that you solve as a brand. That way, the messaging you develop from that is more engaging and it communicates your value better than anything else. So that is the high level on the framework. And
love it.
What I spend my, you know, all day, every day doing and thinking. So
do you have a specific niche of client that you like to work with or that usually comes to you?
I'm not industry specific. I'm industry agnostic, as they say. My general wheelhouse is teams, existing marketing teams or existing executive teams who don't have like a marketing voice on it or marketing angle on it. So, you know, those brands that just happen to crush it and they've never done anything marketing wise and somehow they've succeeded. That's a really good angle to kind of come in and map out a message with an executive team or even an existing team that has a lot of content they need to make. But maybe it's missing the mark. That's another example of some. I may come in for a couple of days and we'll workshop out a messaging framework for the team and then maybe develop a playbook or something like that. But that's sort of the wheelhouse of team or people who can take the framework and run with it. Because I'm mostly a one-man show. So like I said, when it comes to content and copy, I've found I'm best enabling a team rather than trying to do it all myself.
Right. Well, and that's the goal is that you're helping them be able to execute on their own, right? You're not there to like do all the work every day.
Right. Absolutely. I like the idea that I'm there to free people up. And like the best analogy for messaging that I've always liked to use is that your message should be a playground, should not be a prison. So if you define, and I can't take credit for that, that's a quote from somebody else, but J.J. Peterson says that all the time in the StoryBrand world. But if you have a clear message, that doesn't mean that's all you can say. It's just a really good platform for everything else than everything you're going to say. So I would rather free up a team to have a new playground for everything they do rather than be like the bottleneck of the only person that could say 100%. The things the right way, right?
Yeah. And when you're creating messages and brand value. You know, there are a lot of companies that are service-based. They may not be that sexy, what we see, think of as sexy or interesting. So are there specific things that you do to help them make sure that they can position in a compelling way that's still going to like, that is going to drive attention?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And a lot of it actually goes back to that problem-based talking point. So a lot of the time that I'll spend with a client, a huge majority of it is really thinking through like the services that you sell and that, you know, what you do, what are the real problems that the customer is experiencing from it? And then on top of that, what are the internal emotions that those problems create? That on its own can usually spice up a message more than people realize. So focusing on that is always really helpful. So I would say if anyone listening has like a boring brand or they're stuck figuring out what to talk about in their marketing, have a good brainstorm session on the problems you really solve and then the internal emotions your customers feel because of those problems.
Yeah.
Because even though your message, you may be in a boring industry, so that means your message naturally might be a little boring, but if it really is clear and it connects with the customer, it's okay that it's boring as long as it's clear and cohesive.
How many clients do you typically work with at one time? Or do you usually like come in, you do workshop for a couple, you know, you're doing the research, you go meet them then, and then you move on to the next one?
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I have a series of teams that I work with every month, so that I'm always available to them as they make content or as they have no ideas. And they're really like, they're really leading the strategy. They come back to me for making sure the messaging is clear for everything that they do. So I think I have 4 or 5 of those right now that I'm in touch with. But then the bulk of my work is project related. So it'll either be, it depends on the client. So it could be a series of workshops as a project. A project could be creating a playbook for a team to follow. It could be creating a training for new hires when they come on, like, hey, here's how to talk about our brand. Here's what we say in our marketing. So a lot of that's project-based. Typically, my peak is like, I can work with 4 at a time is like definitely successful. Beyond that, it's hard to like do a whole lot. So that's when I, you know, schedule them into the future.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what my days look like. This month was a lot of workshops with people. So I made a couple of trips to different states and then did some virtual workshops and got to, do all kinds of stuff this month.
Awesome. So what I love is it sounds like you get to do different things every day and you get to have that creative license so that you're always engaged as well in the process. You're not having to do the same rote thing.
Yes. That's also kind of how intentionally I've designed my business. I don't have... And there's nothing wrong with this, but some people will write thousands of emails every month for people and stuff like that when marketers do that. That's not my zone of genius. It's really in facilitating conversations, helping build a consensus and like different outcomes for everybody. So based on what they need, I love putting together a project that'll help them do that. And maybe it'll take 3 months. Maybe they need it done in 3 hours, like whatever they need. I love designing a project to do that for them. That's, yeah, what I love about what I do.
Nice. Now, you talked about your entrepreneurship journey when you left college. Have you had to work for somebody else at any point? Or have you always just, you just knew you were going to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, my entrepreneurial start was started when I was very young. I was mowing lawns when I was like 10. And in high school, I had like 30 some lawns I was mowing every week.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, that was sort of the journey that I got started. But because of that, I was making like 40 or 50 bucks an hour in high school. And that just sort of, you know, at that point, I was like, I can't go do anything else. So my mindset was a little bit just kind of oriented towards that. I've never worked for a company. I've worked for a lot of agencies or with a lot of companies, but I've never formally got a job, which is, you know, by the grace of God, things have worked out great. And I've been doing this for 3 years now, which is amazing. So I never have. And not that there's any, you know, anything wrong with that, but that's my story.
I love that. And I think that's something that I think most entrepreneurs are more like me, where I have to get a full-time job and work for somebody else. And then we're just not good employees. Like maybe we're really, really good at first, but then we want to do all these other things that are our own ideas. Then we step out of that and maybe we yo-yo a little bit. So it's really fantastic that you've never had to do that and just going to keep putting all the vibes out there that you never have to.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Absolutely. As you know, it's like some months you are the mountain at top and then other times you're like trying to figure out what you're going to be doing for the next month. And so it's been really, really good. I'm fortunate. My wife was the opposite of me. She went and got a steady job right outside of college. And she was obviously carrying the weight for a while when I started the business. And since then, fortunately, she's moved to part-time. And now that we've had a kid and stuff like that. So, but she was definitely, it's not like I have to be honest, I wasn't crushing it out the gate. So like they say, any successful business owner, behind them is a spouse with a W-2. So that was our situation.
But, you know, I so appreciate that. And also that you had that support, like you have that kind of relationship where you could trust each other that this was going to work.
Yeah, it's really important. Absolutely. She's been my biggest cheerleader. And anyone who's run a business knows it's hard enough. I can't picture what it would be like if my wife wasn't just cheering me on. So she's always done that. So it's hard enough. You can't add anything else to the mix.
Wow. Touched on this a little bit because that was my next set of questions was when you have shifted your entrepreneurship into different aspects, what was that transition like? Was it hard to say, hey, I'm not going to work with you anymore to help you with these brand deals. I'm really focused on this. This will also help you. But you know.
Yeah, for me, it was basically a clean break. So the benefit of the pivot was I was not making much money beforehand. So I was like, didn't have a whole lot I was saying goodbye to financially, because in that industry, it's a lot of unpaid work to negotiate and field and discuss deals. And most of my work was like, hey, you know, you don't get paid till anything closed and finished. So it was a frustrating business of like bringing people deals that they didn't want to do and, you know, difficulties there. So fortunately, COVID, like for all of us, COVID blew up everything. So that was where I was like, you know what? The track and field world and professional distance running world that I was in, it's unique because only probably 10 college athletes a year go pro and make like real money, that like it make full-time money. So once a year, 10 or so people that, you know, go pro, and there's probably 15 agents that are all vying for their business. So that year of COVID, I missed out on a few big prospects I was kind of courting, and then COVID hit and it was just a great opportunity to pivot. And what I love about my business now is theoretically I could sign 5 new clients every day, where with that industry, you have to wait till one month of the year when the NCAA calendar ends. So that process was, for me, there's a lot more to gain by pivoting than I was saying goodbye to, which helped. And then that was the big pivot. I think in the past, the fun thing about what I'm doing now is each product is a little different. So it's felt like sometimes there's little pivots here and there, and I'll have a season where I'm doing a lot of nonprofits or a season where I'm doing a lot of something else, and that keeps it unique. But I haven't had any real pivots since COVID. So
no, but that's really cool.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Johnny, I want to know the South Mountain messaging. What's the story behind the name?
Oh, man. Well, in college, I went to college in Phoenix, and so we would train our cross-country team would run on South Mountain all the time, and it's really hard. It's a super hard trail. And then when my wife and I first got married, our first house was kind of at the base of South Mountain, and I don't know what it was. When I first started as a story brand guide, I was South Mountain Digital. I was doing some websites and different things, and then I realized, like, I just want to do language, so South Mountain messaging, and I think that flows even better. So there's really no big significance to it other than I was... There happened to be South Mountain near me, and that was about it. So yeah. that's the story.
But it sounds like it's played a pivotal role in your life when you're, you know, and then with your wife. So
yes. Yeah, it's definitely sentimental, and people around here like know South Mountain. Yeah. So that's kind of the background there.
How much marketing do you have to do to get new clients, or are they mostly referrals from other clients or from StoryBrand?
Yeah. Great question. It's a mixture of all that. So I'll get leads from StoryBrand occasionally. Now I'm at the point, because I'm right at 3 years of this, like I'm getting more is coming in than I was getting in my first year, of course, more referrals. The big bulk of my clients, I host workshops all the time. So workshops are the best way for me. One, I love doing them, and that's my wheelhouse. So every quarter I have a workshop I do for myself, and then StoryBrand has a quarterly live stream where we can get on and walk people through the framework. So between those two things is where bulk of my clients come through. It's kind of each quarter I'll kind of get an influx of leads, and then throughout the quarter you'll be, you know, getting connections throughout that. But most of my leads, it's unique. We have to remind ourselves all the time, like marketers, we do marketing for other people, but our own marketing as a one person business or as a consultant or a strategist is so much different than a home service company or like a college or some of the other people I work with. So for me, figuring out the workshop route has been really, really good. And that's what most of it, you know, comes from.
Yeah. Amazing. So what is the number one piece of advice you would give to somebody who's looking at becoming an entrepreneur? So that's question one. And the same question for somebody who's really trying to think about, okay, now they've decided to become an entrepreneur, but they don't know where to get started for brand.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say... And this is just personally, the biggest thing for me, there were pros to starting out on the bottom, like the ground level, where my wife was making all the money. I was making very little money when we first started. And so for me, certain months that were my best month ever would be what most people might consider their worst month ever at the beginning financially. So I think that my encouragement and something I wish I had learned right away was like, you got to throw all your preconceived notions of what's a lot of money or little money and all that stuff like out the door, because I think a trap a lot of people get stuck in when they start a business is like the idea that one day it'll make a lot of money, or one day it'll be profitable, or one day we'll figure it out. And if you don't start with that economic reality of like, how much money do I want to like make in my personal checking account every Friday, every other Friday.
Yes.
Okay, so to do that, I need to probably do 2 times the business. If I want to do 2 times that business, what do those products need to look like? Like, really base it around that type of stuff and then go from there. Because if you can't do that, the goal is to make profit and make money. So I think a lot of times people get stuck on things that they'll either always delay that, or they don't focus on that from the beginning. That's something I wish I'd done earlier, because as time went on, I realized like, oh, this thing is growing. Let's grow it. But I wonder where would I be now if I had better mindset about it from day one. So that's kind of the first thing. And then to answer your branding question, it really comes down to like the two most cliche things I think probably a lot of people will say, but it's like, become known for solving a problem. As much as I struggle with this, I love talking, communication strategy, frameworks, messaging. But what I have to be better about and be mindful of is like, the real problem I solve is that a company doesn't know what to say in their marketing, or their team is suffering from writer's block, or their sales calls aren't ending in deals. Things like that, I want to become known for that, and you want to become known for solving a problem of some kind. So I'm saying this to remind myself more than anything, because everyone who gets excited and is passionate about something, we often slip into that like geek mode, and that's a battle. So I would say get good at, you know, not doing that, and position yourself as the guide that solves a problem as much as you can.
Well, I love this because I can tell how much passion you have for what you do. And so that, since you work with people all over, I'm assuming that your website is the easiest place for people to find out more about your workshop series, connect with you. Yeah.
It is. Yep. SouthMountainMessaging.com. And if you go south, my workshop is called Master Your Message. I just had it yesterday, actually. So Master Your Message, I had about 35 people show up and we did some messaging together. So you leave at the end of the workshop with your core talking points for whatever message you need to get done. So sometimes it's a fundraising pitch, other times it's a marketing message or a keynote. So you can kind of come to that workshop and leave with your completed talking points. So that, you can see that on my website too. There's a button that says quarterly workshop. You can hit that and sign up. So the next one's June 6th and each quarter. But the website's the best place to get in touch with me, or LinkedIn as well.
Nice. And Johnny, do you have a favorite quote, mantra, verse, some words? You shared a really great one earlier, but do you have another one that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this one is, I think I referenced my faith a little bit at the beginning of this, but there's one of my favorite mantras is called make good tables. Is it just the phrase make good tables? And that comes a quote from a woman named Dorothy Sayers. And she was delivering a sermon, and I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. So a lot of times you think about corny Christian businesses, like it might be a coffee shop or it might be like a t-shirt that has all sorts of Jesus stuff on it. But she was asked what like a Christian entrepreneur should be known for. And it was not necessarily their faith on the outward part. It should be, her example, it was a carpenter. So she said, a Christian carpenter should just be known for making good tables. And so that's always my mantra, like whatever I'm doing, the best way to kind of show my light to the world is just to do a really good job with what's in front of me. So that's my mantra, make good tables. I've always said I'll get it tattooed on my body, but I haven't yet. So that's my mantra.
I think that's really important because we are all here for our own purpose, right? We all have our own gift to give to the world. And so the fact that you can, that phrase to me means you're living in your purpose every day. And that is the best thing you can do to show who you are as a person and what your faith is. So, so that was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I just got chilled.
Of course. Oh, thanks for asking. Sharing that.
Well, I have really enjoyed our conversation. I love how enthusiastic you are for what you do. I can tell that you really have such a big heart for helping entrepreneurs and businesses figure out how to make their teams work better, create better brand strategy and messaging for everything they do. So, Johnny, thank you for being here. And thank you to the audience for watching or listening to this episode of Your Brand Amplified.
Want more? Check out amplifywithannika.com or follow me on socials at amplifywithannika.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
As we close out today's episode, I want to thank Simplified again for making it possible. For all marketers and creators out there, Simplified is your ally in effortlessly crafting on-brand content with a design and video AI. Discover how AI can enhance your creative process at simplified.com. Start for free and elevate your content game. Thanks for listening, and here's to your next creative breakthrough.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddys.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.